All right, time once again for Got 'em, Need 'em. Sal Berry, puckjunk.com from Chicago, Illinois. Sal, what in the great world of collecting hockey cards are we talking about today?
Well, first I wanted to start off with just a mention of a couple of sets coming out in the next month.
Okay.
Coming out early June, I know we talked about In the Game Decades 1980.
Yep.
That set that's going to be about, like, well, obviously the decade of the 80s. It's going to cover the Team USA 1980 gold medal, the Oilers and Islanders dynasties. That is going to come out early June. It's going to cost around $100 for 9 cards.
What?
Yes, and here's the deal with this particular set is that in each pack of cards, you get 3 autographs.
So like a Gretzky, Messier, and Peter Stastny, something like that?
Probably more like Peterson, Barrasso, and Gillis. No, I don't know. I mean, it'd be great to get...
No, that's not worth $100.
Pardon?
That's not worth $100.
Well, no, and I'm just kidding. And you know what? For the few times I've bought in-the-game product, I've been pretty happy with the autographs I've gotten in my box of cards. But this particular set is going to be... it's going to have a couple of, like, special cards in a pack. It says here, 3 hard-signed autograph cards. That means the autograph is actually on the card, not on a sticker.
Yep.
3 authentic game-used memorabilia cards, 1 decades rookie card, 1 non-memorabilia insert card, and 1 100 years of hockey card, which is basically they will take like a 1980s player and then have like a painting done of them to look like one of those old cards from like 1911.
Sure.
So that's the deal with the In the Game set. I'm actually a little disappointed because I was hoping to just get like I was hoping it would be like a big set that just focused on the 1980s,
yeah.
But instead it's more of like a memorabilia and autograph set.
Now, who's that aimed at for that price? I'm out of the market.
But, you know, that's actually not, I mean, and I say $100 and I say that loosely because I couldn't find hard evidence. I only found one place that was selling it online so far.
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, compare that to something like the Cup, which goes for $400 a box. I think I'd rather take my chances with $100.
Okay, fair enough, but I'd rather take my chances with neither. And I still think most collectors wouldn't. It's only a certain group or percentile of collectors that will do this. Talk about pricing yourself out of a market. I guess it's specialty high-end product. Okay, you got any product for the rest of us who, like, want to buy $5 a pack, which suddenly looks really cheap now?
Well, how about $20 for a set of 100 cards?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, also coming out in June is a set by Panini called All Goalies. Would you care to guess
the
theme of this set?
No, defenseman. I love goalies, so I'm all over this. Tell me about this one.
Okay, so it's 100 cards. It's going to feature a card of every goalie from the 2010-11 season, except any emergency call-ups that happened after the All-Star game.
Sure.
Because there's some sort of, like, unwritten rule between Upper Deck and Panini. If a player appears after the All-Star game, instead of rushing to get him on a rookie card, they just wait until the next year to put him on a card.
Okay, so it doesn't get ridiculous. Okay.
Right, because otherwise it becomes an arms race.
Yep.
And then there will also be cards of a few Legends players in the set. And it'll also have a couple of parallel cards, and I think also a memorabilia card might be thrown in there. For $20, you're getting a 100-card complete set. They're not doing any weird short printing like they are with their score update set.
Yep.
And you'll get, like, a couple of extra cards in there, too.
Okay, you know, that I'd probably pick up a set for my kid and myself. I like it, okay?
Yeah, I think I'd pick that up, too. Now, going back to the other end of the spectrum is, well, okay, we talked about Upper Deck, the Cup, right?
Yep.
Do you remember the name? Well, you weren't around back then, but you know the name of the original name of the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley's Challenge Cup or something like that.
Dominion Challenge Cup.
Okay.
So Panini is putting out a set called Dominion.
Okay.
And it's basically their answer to the Cup, where it's you get a box is 8 cards, and it's around $350.
Well, we were once called the Dominion of Canada up here. That's where that name comes from.
Ah,
so there you go.
I learned a history lesson.
There you go, and so have I. Okay, so what kind of set is that then?
That's going to be all high-end stuff, memorabilia, autographs, insert stuff like that. Like, you know, we talk about jersey swatches.
Yeah.
They usually save the best jersey swatches for these kinds of cards, like the little NHL logo that's on the the tail of the jersey in the back.
Gotcha. Something that you know is not just your mother's laundry. It's actual from a jersey. But, Sal, you tell me all the time, as neat as it is, the swatch cards, and you're not a big fan of them, you say there's not really a secondary market for these things. Why do they keep pumping this stuff out then? Somebody obviously wants this.
There's a secondary market for the high-end ones.
Right.
The ones that are numbered, that are limited,
sure,
that kind of have like an expensive buy-in. If you spend $350, I mean, I've known people at my local card shop, they'll buy a high-end box of cards for a couple hundred dollars, and then they'll pull a card and then turn around and throw it on eBay for $1,000.
And
now,
some,
this doesn't happen all the time. This,
yeah,
doesn't happen with as much regularity as we would like, because
right,
they'd be sure things and not, you know, not a gamble.
And then everyone would be doing it, sure.
Right, and everybody would be doing it. That kind of, I mean, they have some pretty nice autographs here. I'm looking at the Panini site. They have some cards that are signed up to 4 different players on the same card. It's pretty impressive, but like I said, I guess it's just what you like. You and I
are
more into like the sets. We're more into like all the players.
I am.
We like the, you know, we like the occasional one-off autograph and stuff. Like, oh,
yep,
hey, I got an autograph card.
That's right.
A player I like, but I don't know. I think for $350, and this is just me talking, I could get a lot of stuff that I'd probably enjoy a little more.
No, very true. I would agree with that. Did you do anything with your Sidney Crosby, Alexander Ovechkin swatch card, or did you hold on to it?
I hung on to it. Somebody emailed me, and they're like, oh, I got to trade you for that card. So then I emailed them back. I'm like, well, what do you got? And then
They
never got back to me. So
they had nothing.
Found it elsewhere, and that's fine.
Gotcha. Okay.
I also, changing gears here, I bought exactly two boxes of the new Panini Pinnacle set.
Yes.
So Pinnacle was, I remember back in the 90s, there was Score Hockey.
Sure.
And then Score became Pinnacle Brands.
Okay.
And their top, or their higher-end set was called Pinnacle. Now, higher-end, you know, if Score was like a dollar, Pinnacle might have been $2.
That's right.
Because back then, everything was pretty relative to like 50 cents a dollar, $2. You know,
The
good old days. I think I remember when Be a Player came out, and that was like $5 a pack because each pack had an autograph. And I was like, $5 a pack? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If only, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I bought a couple of boxes of Pinnacle. Have you had a chance to look at the box breaks?
Indeed, I have on your website. People want to play along, puckjunk.com. And you can get there. Just follow the menu and you'll find this. You do the breakdown with pictures and everything on your website.
Yeah, what I did was, it's a 200-card base set. First, let's talk about specifics.
Sure.
Boxes are going to run you between $70 and $80.
Okay. That's not bad.
24 packs per box, 8 cards per pack.
Yeah.
Now, if you buy them at Target or Walmart or something, you're going to get 10 cards per pack, but you're going to have a lower likelihood of getting a memorabilia or autograph insert.
Okay.
So that's what they do. That's how they get people to buy them from the hobby stores and not just buy them from the grocery store or the chain stores. But anyway, so cards 1 through 200 are the base cards. 201 through 250 are the short-printed Icebreakers rookie cards.
Okay.
And then there's also, you get about 4 hits, as they call it, per box, either memorabilia cards or autograph cards.
Yeah.
What do you think of the design?
Well, I guess it's not bad, but they tend to all blend. You know more sets than I do. They tend to all blend into me after a while, unless something's unique.
A little bit like Donruss to you, if you remember back to Donruss.
Yeah, probably.
If you don't remember Donruss, that's okay. But
no, I do remember it. But what I'm saying is, yes, it reminds me of other sets before.
Right, but the thing is that it looks like a set that came out earlier in the year.
Yeah, probably, yes.
And it's almost exactly like it, because I think Donruss was 4 hits per box. It was a little bit cheaper. The set was a little more cards. The rookie cards were a little easier to get. You'd get 6 in a box instead of 4 in a box. So I'm really having a hard time figuring out where Pinnacle fits in, because it almost seems like a redundant product, and that's the problem when you have too few companies making too many sets.
Yes.
Whereas back in the day, you know, you had Upper Deck, and then Topps did Stadium Club, and then Donruss did Leaf, and then Score did Pinnacle, and everybody tried to, like, match or outdo each other, and,
yeah,
you know, maybe you were loyal to one brand more than the other. Now it doesn't matter because, you know, it was like the old, back in the 50s when the same owners owned the Blackhawks and the Red Wings?
Oh, the Norrises, yes.
The Norrises, right, exactly.
Yes.
So it was like they made a trade, and it was either to make one team really good or whatever.
Yeah, the joke was it was called the Norris House League, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. So I don't get, like, releasing 2 kind of mid-range sets. The one thing I do like about the Pinnacle cards, because I don't want to be overly critical of them, because, I mean, I did choose to buy two boxes of them after a friend of mine bought a box, and I looked and I go, yeah, okay, these look pretty cool. I'll buy them. I like a lot of the photography in the set.
Okay.
I like the fact that they use a lot of offbeat or just cool pictures. Like here on my site, I mean, I have a picture of Mikko Koivu, and you're kind of looking up at him a little bit.
It's a nice shot.
Very dynamic
angle. Yes, it
is.
It's got the ice chips from Skate Stop. It's very nice.
Uh-huh, and then you got Vinny LeCavalier coming out of, like, there's, like, smoke behind him. You know, he's stepping onto the ice.
Yeah, it's a good shot. I agree.
And then a couple cards above that, I have the one of Jeff Carter where, like, he's surrounded by microphones.
Yeah, he's in a scrum. Yeah, that's a good one, too. No, I agree with that. Sergei Gonchar holding up his 700th point puck. It's nice. I would agree with that.
But you know what? Not all of the cards are that interesting. Some of them just use kind of a run-of-the-mill shot because they were, well, each of, by the way, there's no stats on the back of the cards.
I hate that.
Yeah, okay. It's all a blurb. I call them the BS blurb.
Right, right.
Well, but actually, instead of just saying something like, you know, he paced the team with 12 assists that season or whatever, actually, all of these pictures are from the season that just concluded.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
They're all from, like, late 2010, early 2011.
Well, that's all right.
Well, talk about fresh. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, these pictures were just a few months old. They're not, like, from last season. And they talk, the back talks about specifically what happened either in that picture or in that game.
Right.
And sometimes it's kind of interesting, like, you know, scored his 700th point. And other times, like, and I don't have this on my site because it was kind of a mundane picture. It's Josh Bailey of the Islanders taking a face-off. And it just says here, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Josh Bailey and the Islanders couldn't get the advantage when they faced off against the Panthers on November 20th, 2010.
Okay,
already you got me excited about this card. Yes.
Yeah, that one's lame. If they had said Josh Bailey led his team in face-off percentage or something, I might go for that.
No, but then it goes, but struggled to keep up that pace after suffering a hip pointer on October 18th. Bailey and his teammates had little luck in the 4-1 loss to the Florida as Thomas Bocoon halted 39 of 40, blah, blah, blah.
That's a little, I don't know. I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes Upper Deck, I remember they had a set in the late 90s where, like, on the front of the card, they would also put a little caption and actually tell you, like, what day that photo was from.
Well,
like,
that's neat. I don't mind that.
Kind of neat, but then the back didn't have to, like, go on and talk on and on about
it. Especially if it was a non-consequential game. I don't care. We're running out of time here with Sal Berry. I want to ask you something on your site here about this set. You call it the shiny crap, and I'm glad you call it that. Who are these cards? Describe what I just said to people listening. What are these cards? Why do they make them, and who wants them besides five-year-olds?
Well, apparently,
what are they first?
Panini, people still are trying to build the shiny sets from the 90s when they would do, like, an insert. You know, you get one per pack or maybe one every couple.
What are these called? Like foil cards? Is that what you're called?
Yeah, they call them. I mean, they have names for them. I mean, Duo Flex. I don't know what they're called now.
All right.
I don't know. There's a million different names. I mean, I know in the comic book industry they were called Chromium, but then Chromium cards. But
right. They
don't really look Chromium. I think they call them Duo Flex or something. Allegedly, fans are still trying to, you know, track down the inserts, the shiny inserts, and I am guilty of this in some regards. Depending on the set and the year, I might see a card and go, oh, yeah, hey, I'll pick that up, you know, pay a couple bucks for it. With the Pinnacle stuff, I was never really huge into Pinnacle in the 90s. It was just another set, and there were so many of them at the time.
Yeah.
So if I have any Pinnacle cards from the 90s, it's because I bought them now for about $5 a set.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I can't get that excited about it. I mean, the goalie ones are a little bit nicer. They have a subset called Saving Face, which you get about one or two per box. And they look a little bit nicer, but I don't know. I just feel they're kind of unnecessary. See, my problem is that Panini has done some really good insert sets, and then they're also doing really bad insert sets. And I want more of the good and less of the bad.
Gotcha.
I love the Tough Times inserts. I love the fact that they're doing a subset of the Tough Guys.
Yeah.
I loved in Donruss, they did Ice Kings. I love those cards. And those only happen like one per box or two per box. And I would have rather had, you know, four per box instead of like shiny.
The only problem I have with the Tough Times cards, I know where they do it. You got Bobby Schmotz, which is funny because he was a dirty player. I'm not sure he was tough. Tough in different ways. I would have had the logo of the team, in this case the Bruins, bigger than the logo of the card company, Pinnacle. I just don't like the look of that.
Yeah, and you know what? Looking over at the other box break really quick, they did, it was the second box break, I got a card, an insert card called Chemistry on Canvas.
Okay.
That has, it shows two Bruins players, Lucic and Krejci.
Krejci, yep. No problem.
And it's like a painting. It's not that exciting. They're kind of like celebrating with their teammates a goal. And at the top, it says Chemistry on Canvas. And then at the bottom, it says Boston Bruins. And then at one side, it has one player's name. And on the other, and it's got the logo.
I'm looking at it now. I see it.
Yeah. Cluttered.
It is.
It is. Yeah, you're right. You know, the logo, I agree. The company logo should be a whisper, a watermark, just something small. And a lot of times, it does kind of overpower the card. And you're right about the tough times. It does kind of draw a lot of attention to it.
Now, just quickly here, I'm just looking at that second breakdown on your website, puckjunk.com. I can't say that. I like the Ryan Smith picture. I like the Dustin Penner picture. Don't like Dustin Penner. The Ryan Getzlaf picture is good. The Patrice Bergeron picture is good. You're right. There's some good photography. The Craig Anderson shot putting water on the top of his head during the game. There's some imaginative shots in this set. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what sold me on it. If you like those imaginative shots, I'd say go ahead and maybe try to pick up a base set at a show
right. Or
online. If you're really crazy about like mid-range memorabilia cards or maybe getting an autograph, then you know maybe buy a box. You won't get a base set from a box. You won't get a base set from two boxes either,
no.
I found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Got lots of doubles. So I don't know. I have a hard time with these kinds of sets because it's like you want a little more incentive to buy them, but then when you get the cards you get, you're just like, well, I still need 20 cards, and I'm out, you know, $160, and I got some jersey cards that nobody wants to trade me for.
Exactly, yes. Good stuff, Sal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.